So Byron Egan is a partner of Jackson Walker LLP in Dallas and is engaged in corporate partnerships, securities, mergers and acquisitions, and financing. Mr. Egan is a senior vice chair and chair of the executive council of the M&A committee of the American Bar Association and served as co-chair of its Model Asset Acquisition Agreement Task Force. He's been a chair of the Texas Business Law Foundation, the business law section of the State Bar of Texas, and that section's Corporation Law Committee. On behalf of these groups, he has been instrumental in the drafting and enactment of many Texas business entity and other statutes. For more than 25 years, Mr. Egan has been listed in the best lawyers in America under corporate M&A or securities law. Mr. Egan has been recognized as one of the top corporate and M&A lawyers in Texas by a number of publications and is a four-time winner of the Burton Award for Distinguished Legal Writing. Mr. Egan regularly writes and speaks about the areas in which his law practices focus. Byron is the author of Egan on Entities, Corporations, Partnerships, and Limited Liabilities Companies in Texas, which addresses the formation, governance, and sale of business entities, including an analysis of the fiduciary duties of their governing persons in a variety of situations and numerous other publications. So Mr. Egan is going to present Texas Two-Step, What's All the Fuss About?
Well, thank you for that introduction, or my obituary, or whatever. So my topic is the Texas Two-Step. What is the fuss all about? Okay. So when I was invited to speak on this topic, the Texas Two-Step, I knew from my salad days that the Texas Two-Step is a dance. But I also knew that the planning committee for this conference was not inviting me to give you dance lessons. So I thought, let's find out what the authorities say. So, of course, you first go to Google, right? And Google told me, well, what it did was lead me to multiple websites for the Texas Two-Step. It is a lottery. And I don't know about you guys, but I look at it as a lottery, as a form of voluntary taxation, and certainly a quick way to lose money. So I looked for a more authoritative source, and that led me to Wikipedia, which led me to the following. And this is Wikipedia, literally. A Texas two-step bankruptcy is a two-step bankruptcy strategy under the U.S. bankruptcy law, under which a solvent parent company spins off all liabilities, not all of them, into a new company and then has the new company declare bankruptcy. In the first step, the parent undergoes a Texas divisive merger, which allows companies to split off their liabilities from their assets. In the second step, the newly created spinoff declares a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, usually in North Carolina, where bankruptcy courts are perceived to be more open to the scheme. The Texas two-step allows solvent companies to shield their assets from litigants using protections that are normally reserved for bankrupt companies. The goal of a Texas two-step is for the parent company to gain a third-party release of all liabilities it assigned to its spinoff, thus preventing litigants from pursuing those claims against the parent. That sounds pretty interesting. So then I went to what Wikipedia says about divisive mergers. And it says, typically a corporate merger involves two entities joining together so that the assets and liabilities of both become the assets and liabilities of the new merged company. A Texas divisive merger achieves the opposite result. Instead of two companies joining to become one, one company splits to become two. Corporate divisions or spinoffs are allowed in many jurisdictions, but the Texas divisive merger is distinctive because it treats the division as a merger. Notably, in a Texas two-step bankruptcy, the bankruptcy company still maintains control over the spinoff by appointing its board and executives. So, For today, the Texas two-step is going to be a spinoff affected by a divisive merger under the TBOC, sometimes preceded by a Delaware corporation converting into a Texas corporation, and soon thereafter commences bankruptcy proceedings. So what's the fuss about?